On the last day of his celebrated six-day U.S. trip, Pope Benedict XVI looked to the future and pledged to remember the past.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
The Pope talked about the days ahead for Catholics in a blowing mass inside a packed Yankee Stadium.
To use wisely the blessings of freedom in order to build a future of hope for coming generations.
Love so.
While the past was remembered with a solemn morning prayer at Ground Zero.
God of peace, bring your peace to our violent world.
It was there Pope Benedict met with a small group of survivors and family members of 9/11 victims, among them a firefighter who lost his brother that day.
It's comforting to know that, you know, that our loved ones aren't forgotten and that the ground is sacred to him, because it's always been sacred to us.
But it was another sobering issue, that of sexual abuse by priests, that may have defined Benedict's first papal visit to the U.S. The pontiff addressed the issue more than once. He took the unexpected and extraordinary step of meeting with victims. The move was met with some surprise and much praise.
He believes in the power of the truth to heal wounds and to inspire the human heart. And so he wasn't afraid to deal directly with something that is it's a tragic and a difficult truth to face.
That meeting gave many victims hope, while others warned it's only a first step.
The fear is that once he gets on the plane today and leaves, everybody's gonna say, great, he addressed it, and now it's over. There's no more work that needs to be done, but I the way I see it is he just started the work that needs to be done.
Jason Carroll, CNN, New York.